From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and setting in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city. He spoke in an internationally televised address for about 11 minutes from the White House on Wednesday.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah met in Ankara Wednesday and called for an emergency meeting of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Erdogan said moving the U.S. embassy would, quote, dynamite the ground for peace, igniting new tensions and clashes. He has threatened to break ties with Israel if Trump recognizes Jerusalem as its capital. King Abdullah, underlining Jordan's role as guardian of Muslim and Christian sites in Jerusalem, said ignoring the Palestinians and Christian rights in Jerusalem would only fuel further extremism. And Pope Francis issued a statement calling for the status quo for Jerusalem and urging wisdom and prudence to avoid bloodshed. This is VOA News. President Trump has ordered American officials to urge Saudi Arabia to completely allow food, fuel, and medicine into Yemen, a Saudi-led coalition carrying out an air and ground campaign to drive the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels out of Yemen, has imposed a blockade on all Yemeni ports. They did it last month when the Houthis fired a missile near the Riyadh airport. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on Cambodians, who it says are undermining democracy and respect for human rights. On Wednesday, the State Department said this includes the dissolution of the main opposition political party and banning its leaders from electoral politics. A study by the UN Refugee Agency finds what it calls shocking evidence of widespread sexual violence against Syrian men and boys inside Syria and in neighboring countries where they seek asylum. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The study indicates violence against men and boys is far more widespread than previously believed. It finds gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex individuals are most vulnerable to sexual assault, with the victims ranging in age from 10 to 80. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Andriy Mahecich says sexual violence against men and boys inside Syria is practiced by all the combatant groups who use it as a weapon of war. He tells VOA one of the victims who gave evidence says he and about 80 other people were held in a tiny cell without any light for 30 days.
They were all stripped naked. During the night, they would be hung by their hands, and their captors would basically torture them with electricity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Pentagon says there are about 2,000 American troops in Syria. That is quadruple the number U.S. officials had acknowledged until now. The U.S. House of Representatives condemned the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya on Wednesday. They passed a resolution by a voice vote calling for an end to the attacks against the Muslim minority in Myanmar. And a U.S. B-1 bomber flew over South Korea on Wednesday as part of a joint military exercise that comes a week after North Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of hitting the United States. The U.S. and South Korea began the five-day drill called Vigilant Ace on Monday amid increased tensions with North Korea. The bomber was joined by stealth fighters for what was said to be simulated strikes at a military field. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.